Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and from our national headquarters in Tampa Bay, I am founder and CEO of both the Financial Engineering Institute, the Family Wealth Hub, and the Charitable Capital Design Center, as well as board chairman of Give Back Nation, a 501c3 established as a national community foundation, which you will hear more about shortly. I'll be hosting today's program, which is part of our Financial Engineering teleconference series. And our topic this week is utilizing the donor advised fund solution to win more high net worth clients. In effect, considering adding a new ingredient to your services and products mixing bowl to enhance brand position and differentiate your organization with more high net worth clients. And I'll be joined in our discussions today by John Coogan, president of Stellar Technology Solutions. So with all that said, allow me to set the stage, if you will, for the next 35 minutes or so by beginning with what we call the giving wave. Now, the giving wave, as we see it, is the $5.7 billion plus of endowment and donor advised fund money setting in nonprofit organizations across the country. And that's enhanced each year, and in particular, in the year that we're in, approximately $380 billion will flow in through new giving to organizations, and $70 to $80 billion will flow in new money-wise to donor advised funds. What we've experienced over the past 6 or 7 years is a 20 to 25% growth rate in the donor advised fund sector alone. Now, last year, the Financial Engineering Institute assisted wealth management firms, law firms, accounting firms, broker-dealers, and nonprofits, and others across the country in developing over $1.7 billion in planned gifts for their clients and donors through our charitable capital planning platform. So let's explore a key component of our charitable capital planning portfolio, which also includes charitable remainder trusts, charitable lead trusts, pooled income funds, and donor and get back charitable capital planning programs. So let's zero in on our donor advised fund platform, which we refer to or call from a branding standpoint the Private Giving Fund Program. And it's branded on behalf of wealth management firms, family offices, multifamily offices, nonprofits, broker dealers, and the like. So what if you could private label a complete turnkey solution, as in a donor advised fund, for your firm, as you could brand, position, and differentiate in a unique way? What if your program was branded, had branded client dashboards and complete turnkey administration and tax reporting, and supported by coaching, case design, and as well as access to a cachet of branded client brochures, booklets, and presentations, all baked into the program to coordinate with your organization. So clients and donors through a donor advised fund overall can enjoy capital gain and income tax savings, then invest and manage giving. So you could assist them. What if you were assisting them in giving and saving tax and investing and granting through a firm branded platform or a nonprofit branded platform, whereby your clients have client dashboards, providing them with private access to various activities, and you're managing their investments on behalf. Now, said in a different way, what if you could empower your firm to fuse a branded donor advised platform into your organization, which might help you compel deeper, longer client relationships and recruit and retain clients more effectively? What if you could empower your clients to establish, without legal fees, a donor advised fund program, generate tax-free investing within a tax-free investing environment, provide substantial tax deductions and save estate tax, and at the same time use tax savings to offset income from other sources, with no capital gain taxation on appreciated assets. Now let's think of it in a different way. What if you could set up a synchronized family giving program, creating a tradition of giving back in a holistic way? What if you could help them design and establish their program, help them make gifts of cash, securities, real estate, and other types of property while they're receiving an income tax deduction and avoiding capital gains taxation and appreciated assets as well, while you're assisting them in investing the funds according to their stated objectives, investment objectives, and the investment guidelines of Give Back Nation, the nonprofit organization that we work with and coordinate with? What if you could provide a transparency, 24/7 access to values and grant making and tracking and reporting, all branded through your firm or your nonprofit organization and through their password protected giving dashboard, designate other family members to review and discuss and make decisions online, helping them recommend then distributions as in grants to support causes across the country and, you know, learning more about what's really in their heart. So Give Back Nation assists in providing all ongoing record keeping, reporting, and necessary tax documentation, supported by arguably the largest provider of turnkey donor advised fund administration called Stellar Technology Solutions, which we'll learn more about here in a moment. So we've developed this turnkey program, and it's been 4 years in the making to introduce it and integrate it into our portfolio of charitable capital planning programs. And it's powered by Give Back Nation, which I've already mentioned a few times. And Give Back Nation is a 501c3 nonprofit, which is designed to be or act as a national community foundation and assists in numerous ways in supporting other nonprofits nationally and coordinating various programs such as this for wealth management firms and family offices and broker-dealers and so on. So this program has been built and baked into a program or platform whereby it can be advisor-directed, a donor advice fund, or nonprofit-directed, as in it could be the Smith Wealth Management Donor Advice Fund program powered by Give Back Nation. And so all the mechanisms that make that up that we've had to fight through to make sure it's absolute turnkey are essential. Now, all that said, Give Back Nation is supported by Stellar Technology Solutions in all of that I've just got through mentioning. And John Coogan, who's president of Stellar Technology Solutions. John, I'd like to introduce you, and I'd like to, if you could kind of summarize your background and how Stellar Technologies has become arguably the largest administrator, if you will, of nonprofit or donor advised funds on a national basis. So, John?
Nick, good afternoon. Thank you very much. So good afternoon, everybody. As Nick mentioned, my name is John Coogan. I am president of Stellar Technology Solution. And a little background on Stellar. We were formed in 1999 with the sole intent of providing an endowment management system to asset-based organizations within the endowment world. Primarily, our initial focus was on donor-advised funds. So when we put the company together and the technology together, the focus was to provide an equivalent technology for donor advised funds that existed for the likes of your checking account or your investment account. We wanted your donors to be able to access the system online. We wanted your donors to be able to make grant recommendations online, to make additional contributions online, to view their statements online. So we wanted the experience to be similar to their experience from a banking or investment perspective. We have been live with our first client since 2001, and the early adopters of our product were financial organizations that were moving into the donor advised fund world. So Stellar as a company has been heavily involved in donor advised funds really since the beginning of the account type. Since the early days of its adoption in the mid-90s, became more popular late 90s in the early 2000s, and we've had a solution, technology solution in the market since then. Last year, just to give you some statistics on the size of our client base, last year our clients had in excess of $36 billion in charitable assets that were being administered on our platform. Contribution transactions exceeded 260,000 transactions for a total value in excess of $10 billion. And grant distributions, clients processed in excess of 417,000 grant distributions for a value in excess of $4 billion. So between our direct clients and our turnkey clients, which are clients where we provide both the technology solution as well as the outsourced services to support the technology solution. So we do what we call all non-client-facing activity. We provide all of the support services. We do all of the due diligence on the grantee organizations, making sure that they are compliant from an IRS perspective. We make sure that all of the transactions are recorded correctly in the system. We make sure month-end activities are all wrapped up in a timely manner. We make sure that all of the statements get out to the donors, whether they're receiving their statements online through the DonorView portal or whether it's being mailed out to them. We ensure that all of that happens in the appropriate time period at the end of every month. So between our direct clients and our turnkey clients, Stellar has a significant amount of experience from a market perspective, from a transaction perspective, and from a system perspective. We provide our system, which is called IFI, which stands for Integrated Philanthropy. We provide that system to financial organizations, to faith-based organizations, to community foundations. So there are a wide variety of endowment-based organizations that are users of the product. So we have, again, just a vast amount of experience across the different segments of this particular market. The system is provided via a software as a service. So we basically host it. We host it in our own private cloud. So again, security, the analysis of the environment, the threats and so on are monitored on a 24/7 basis. We have redundancy built into our primary location in Pennsylvania and our secondary location in Texas. So we have a lot of technical infrastructure supporting the technology. So your clients will be able to access a private label, the DonorView, and the DonorView is what we call a secure client portal. So the clients will be able to log in, they'll be able to interact with their account, download their statements, make the grant recommendations, additional contributions if you so choose, and so they will have the experience of being able to fully interact with their charitable account. And again, given the nature of the account, obviously a large number of them will be involved in grant recommendations. So they will have the ability to identify grantee organizations that they wish to support and be able to go online and actually make those recommendations. And then typically those recommendations will be turned around in a 48 to 72-hour time period, assuming that the recipient grantee organization is fully compliant from an IRS perspective and we have the documentation to support it. So in working with Nick and his team, and working with the Give Back Nation team, Stellar will operate in the background, providing all of the administration services to maintain the Donor Advised Fund program, make sure that we remain compliant both from an IRS and from a financial perspective. And we will track all of the activity at the individual fund level. So donor accounts, their activities all tracked at an individual account level. So the pedigree of the system and the nature of the clients that we have ensures that any changes or any aspects of the market that evolve, Stellar is in a position to keep our product up to date. So we have relationships with various experts in the industry that will inform us of any changes to underlying tax laws, changes to the underlying best practice type activity, and all of them are then subsequently incorporated into the IFI system.
So the John, the donor view web portal that you mentioned, we know, I guess we know pretty well because we spent, what, 6 or 8 months building it out for on behalf of Give Back Nation, so that an advisory firm, if you imagine in your mind those who are on the phone, you can set up a donor view program for one of your clients, and each time they go to their website, their special portal, if you will, password protected, you know, of course, Give Back Nation is included in on that homepage, but then you can have pictures and the you know, branding of your firm and so on that to as a good reminder of who helped them to establish everything. And correct me if I'm wrong, John, but if let's pretend for a moment I'm an advisor and I have a client with $1 million custodial account at TD Ameritrade that I'm managing those assets, and that client, I share with them our branded private income fund program or private giving fund program, and I share with them and the program, how it works, where they can centralize all of their giving activity, and they, in effect, decide, well, let's move $200,000 into our, you know, branded donor advised fund. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, but they can establish a new custodial account at TD Ameritrade, and they can move those assets, say it's $200,000, into that new custodial account. And it's named the Give Back Nation. It's on behalf of Give Back Nation, but it's now being managed. That same $300,000 that used to be in the client's private account is still being managed by the financial services organization, as far as gathering the fees and maintaining the integrity of the giving program.
That is correct.
That right?
That is absolutely correct, Nick. So when the donor sets up their account, they will basically nominate a financial advisor to manage the assets from an investment perspective. Presumably, that would be the financial advisor who has introduced them to the private giving fund. So they would set up an account. The name of the account would be up to them. So let's say it's a Smith Family Fund on behalf of the private giving fund. And the monies within that account, the financial advisor would be able to manage within the constraints of the investment policy statement from Give Back Nation. So what would happen is the investment advisor takes the money, they work out the appropriate investment strategy, they implement that strategy, and then the donor may decide 6, 9, 12 months later that they wish to make a grant recommendation. So when they make a grant recommendation, what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to that investment advisor, advise them that we need $50,000 liquidated because the donor has made a grant recommendation. They will determine which of the assets they wish to liquidate. They will then take the $50,000 proceeds and transfer that to a centralized checking account. When that money shows up in the checking account, we will then complete the grant recommendation on behalf of the donor, and we will then distribute a check out to the grantee organization that has been the donor made the grant recommendation to. So the investment advisor will have full investment management capabilities over the assets while they are sitting there within the account, and the donors historically has taken 17 years for a dollar that is contributed to a donor advised fund plus the earnings that are received on that dollar for it to be fully distributed out of the account. So these tend to be dollars that hang around for a period of time. And again, it will be dependent on the donor and the level of giving they actually do. But on average, a dollar within a donor advised fund will remain there or take 17 years for that dollar and the associated income before it is fully distributed out.
So it's versus, you know, so you can capture, you can maintain or capture new assets with a private label donor advised fund program, or in a lot of cases, those monies are going someplace else. Maybe they're going to Fidelity, which is the largest donor advised fund in the world, or it's going to other nonprofits, organizations, and so on. What if you could control all that and maintain the integrity of the whole program? And Give Back Nation does not act, does not have any requirements relevant to, Give Back Nation does not have a donate button on its website. Donate, Give Back Nation is designed as a national community foundation. We pass through assets to others, and or Give Back Nation does. And so it's all been designed to maintain the integrity of working with the 1.6 million other nonprofits scattered across the country in a very homogeneous way. And we don't, you know, our minimum contribution of a donor advised fund is $10,000. And so we always get into more details regarding that, but we designed it in a way to, so that advisory funds or advisory firms and nonprofits can control their own destiny relevant to establishing a program, whether it be dedicated as a for a nonprofit or a dedicated program for a wealth management firm.
And I think, Nick, a very important point to make to your audience is in the early days of donor advised funds, and they were viewed as a defensive account, so that it was an account to prevent the donor from moving their money to an additional or to a different financial advisor that had a donor advised fund program. So a lot of the initial programs were set up really half-heartedly. The financial sponsors of these organizations, of the donor advised funds, didn't appreciate the asset gathering capability of these accounts. Now that has obviously changed. So the success of the Fidelities and the similar type financial organizations out there has really brought home how good a donor advised fund program is at actually attracting new assets to your firm. And it's also an extremely good way of creating relationships with the second and third generations. So typically a donor advised fund will be set up by, say, the parents. They're going to contribute a certain amount of money to it. But they will typically incorporate the children as subsequent advisors on that account once they are deceased. So it gives the financial advisor the opportunity to create relationships with the children and even potentially the grandchildren because they're all associated with the donor advised fund. So the value of a donor advised fund has been appreciated by a large number of the financial organizations for its ability to gather assets as well as create multi-generational relationships between the advisor and the household that has made or set up the donor advised fund.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because as we work with wealth management firms across the country, you know, what we emphasize is if you're just managing money and you're not adding the ingredients to your mixing bowl of philanthropic planning and tax planning and asset protection and estate planning, you know, it's very easy for when the patriarch of the family passes away for those assets to move away. But what if you are involved in trust services and plan giving, or what we call charitable capital planning, and you've harnessed and established a chassis for giving for the entire family through a donor advised fund? How much power? How much more stickier can you be with the family, as opposed to being it real easy to just where the assets move away as dad passes on. We've all seen the statistics, 77 to 90% of the time, which I have trouble fathoming. But if you're just doing one thing, if you're just a one-trick pony, if you will, as a wealth management firm, those assets can go away. So this becomes an interesting ingredient to add to your services and products mixing bowl. Now, why don't we... John, if it's okay with you, why don't we open it up? Adam, can you unmute everyone, and why don't we open it up to question and answer relevant to what thoughts might be had by
the... All guests have been muted. All guests have been unmuted.
Okay. So what questions or thoughts or concerns might you have? If you want to announce yourself, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. Or maybe you can, but if you could direct it to John or to Nick, that might be helpful. Anyone?
What are the fees that are being charged by the Donor Advised Fund? What do those look like?
Yeah, we start at 60 basis points on a non-branded program. And then depending upon how far an organization might wish to go as far as branding, private labeling, if you will, with our private giving fund, the administration fee that the client is paying might go up, or if in some situations with the advisory firms we work with, if it's advisory firms, sometimes they wish to maintain the integrity of the fee, keeping it low for the client, and then we charge a initialization fee and quarterly fees for maintaining all the private labeling. That includes the cachet of branded client brochures, booklets, and presentations, which are all client compliant from the standpoint of FINRA and NASD, SEC, and then the branded client dashboards, administration, and the coaching and case design. So it varies by what the we designed a choices of options program for an advisory program or a wealth management firm to decide, and that can be dictated by a nonprofit organization that we might be directed to from Giveback Nation's standpoint. And we can always talk about that in more detail offline, if you will.
Okay.
Any other questions or thoughts?
So it starts at 60 basis points up to what number is, and then is a sliding
60
scale?
Basis points up to 1 million, and then it starts graduating down. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it goes from 60 to 40 to 30 to 20 and negotiated over 10 million. If it's non-branded and if it's a non-branded, non-dedicated program. Any other questions or thoughts? All right, so in conclusion, for those who don't already know, my organization provides coaching, training, marketing, and case design in coordination with our open option practice engineering process and our portfolio of proprietary advanced strategy programs. Of course, we just addressed part of our charitable capital planning portfolio as in our private giving fund program. And we're committed to helping advisors and other types of organizations fortify their value proposition by fusing new services and products into their firms, creating fresh revenue and profit silos while enhancing client, donor, acquisition, and retention. Now, this is being recorded, and so those who might have missed this or wish to listen to it again, it should be up archived on our website under scheduling by next Tuesday, by noon next Tuesday. All right. Now, from a contact standpoint, John Coogan at Stellar Technologies can be contacted at J. Coogan, COOGAN, at Stellar Tech, SOL, Stellar, STELLAR, Tech, SOL.com. His phone number is 570-507-3500. And then Give Back Nation website is GiveBackNation, all spelled out, .com. And email address is info@GiveBackNation.com. And then for those who don't already work with our firm in one way or another, the Financial Engineering Institute website is THEFEI.com, THEFEI.com. And the Charitable Capital Design Center website, which is a separate entity and has a separate website in conjunction with what we the chassis that we're discussing today is chcap.org. Right. So appreciate everyone's time. And, John, I appreciate your taking the time to join us today. Our next program is scheduled for October the 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll be receiving another invitation, as our colleagues always do, regarding our regularly scheduled programs. We usually conduct two of these a month, and they're always on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So we look forward to talking again soon. Thank you very much, everyone.